Hello, and a warm welcome to the Reform Party podcast. This episode is going to concentrate on the upcoming by-election in Runcorn, which will be held on the 1st of May. I do think this will be one of the most important elections in Reform's history, the reason being that Runcorn is a mainly solid Labour seat with a traditional working-class vote. It is, in fact, the 16th safest Labour seat in the country, the kind of seat that Labour has taken for granted for years. So, if Reform can win here, it means we can win anywhere. Followers of the podcast may be aware that a few episodes ago we had a conversation with Jason Moorcroft, who had contested the Runcorn seat for the general election last July. The assumption we made was that Jason would be selected to contest it again, but in fact, that hasn't happened. There's a tension in all political parties between the leadership in head office and the membership in the branches. In terms of selection of candidates, both sides often want to get their way. This tension is particularly acute in Reform UK, because it is a relatively new party and has not yet fully developed its democratic rules and procedures. The current party constitution states that branches are responsible for the selection of candidates at local level, but that head office should have the right to select candidates for parliamentary constituencies. So when the candidate for the Runcorn by-election was announced, and it wasn't Jason, I saw a number of comments online indicating that the local branch must have been overruled by the party hierarchy. The theory was that the party hierarchy wanted to impose their own candidate, but that didn't happen either. Head office did not parachute in one of their friends, but instead chose a local candidate. So when I went down to Runcorn the other day, the first thing I did was to seek out Jason and ask him about the selection procedure, particularly if there was any truth in the rumour that he had in any way been deselected.
I took a view of my family and spoke to the party, and the party, by which I'm saying, Nigel's here, Tedworth, were very supportive and they backed me in whatever decision they made. And one thing I've learned is that a by-election's different to a general. You need a different skill set, more experience, more scrutiny. And we put the constituency first, and we thought there was a better candidate and a better, somebody who's more suited.
So having made the decision not to stand yourself, you're now acting as Sarah Potson's agent, is that correct?
Election agent, yeah.
And what does that involve?
Doing the returns, which were done before, then I've been acting for myself. So expenses return, nomination sheets, everything to do with the electoral process, behind the scenes, and just being out and about and on the campaign trail, doing everything to get it to win.
And on the campaign trail, can you tell me what sort of reaction you've been getting around the doors?
Absolutely fantastic. Yeah, Sarah's been well received. Big support. Reform's been well received. Massive support. It's a two-horse race. You know, it's what people want. They're talking about the PIP, about the winter fuel payments. You know, people are disillusioned with the government, and we are the only choice. That's what people see.
Good. Okay, well, thanks very much. I wish you obviously every success in the election, and I look forward to coming back down here once it's been won.
Massive thank you for coming. You're always welcome. And please bring as many canvases as you possibly can.
We'll get some done tomorrow.
Yeah.
Promise.
Splendid. Thanks, Ken.
Jason really is a great guy. How selfless do you have to be to turn down the possibility of becoming a Member of Parliament because you felt that the party would have a better chance with another candidate, with someone else standing? And he's still doing all the hard work. That's the kind of suppression of ego that we need to see throughout the party. I wanted to find out some information about our Labour opponent, Karen Shore. She's Deputy Leader of Cheshire West Council, and as luck would have it, I bumped into Mandy Clear, who was also a Labour councillor on Cheshire West, but has since defected to Reform. She told me that Karen Shore was a strong transgender activist.
Obviously, I have had concerns, as a lot of with a lot of councils, Cheshire West and Chester is no exception. So Cheshire West and Chester was in the top 10 of the Stonewall Equality Index, this scoring system that they had.
Right.
for woke points, basically, and the new sort of progress flag, progress pride rainbow flag. It seems to be the most important thing to them in the whole world. It's really just signalling, you know, it's do-gooding, really. Yeah, there's no depth to it. So they've recently made cuts to the shop mobility service in Chester. They'd already cut it from Winsford, and they've cut it in Northwich. And because myself and others kicked up a fuss about it, they've reinstated it, I think in a pared down form in Chester, but it's gone from Northwich. They don't put funding into disabilities. They're not really interested in that. It's not fashionable. They haven't got a trendy flag to wave about that. Everything, there's so much money has been put into Pride, Chester Pride, the charity, and all these kind of related things, so that there's like a tea rooms, rainbow tea rooms in Chester, where there's a dedicated police officer there to take hate crime reports off people in relation to transphobia and that kind of thing. So Karen's very much in favour of all of that. And the way that they argue it is, any time that you raise anything to do with disabilities or women's rights, or you say what's happening in Pride, local Pride, is unsuitable for children and is unsafe, they will counter with, we're very proud of our record on inclusion. And what they mean is this rainbow flag, it's all they're interested in.
So it seems that Miss Shore is indeed a bit of a Karen. The atmosphere in the constituency office amongst the supporters gathered to help the canvassing was very positive, and we were joined for a time by Lee Anderson, who was also warmly welcomed on the doorsteps.
I'm Lee Anderson, the Reform UK Member of Parliament for Ashford. It was Sarah today, who's our brilliant candidate in the upcoming election on May the 1st. I'm absolutely staggered by the turnout today, the amount of support we've got locally, people driving by in cars, wanting leaflets. We've got dozens of volunteers out, and this lady is going to be the fifth Reform UK Member of Parliament on May the 1st.
Thanks, Lee. Yeah, the reception that we're getting is incredible. I feel the energy that people have here in Runcle and Helsby for change is overwhelming. People want something new. They want someone to fight for the country. They want to get their values back. They want to get community values back. And I think they know that only Reform UK now is the party that can do it. So, 1st of May, vote Reform UK.
Get our country back. Perfect.
Finally, I managed to grab a few words with our candidate, Sarah Poachin.
So, you must be very excited, aren't you?
I'm so excited. It's an amazing opportunity, not only for me personally, but for the people of Runcorn and Helsby, to get some change, to get someone in that really cares about the community and improve lives.
And what do you think? How do you think you're going to feel on the day when you step onto that train to take you down to Westminster, to the House of Parliament? Is that not going to be exciting?
Well, we obviously don't know what's going to happen yet. I'd love to think that will be the case. And obviously, I really hope that that will be. We're getting a great reception on the doorstep, a great reception in the office. In fact, everywhere we go, to the extent that even people of cars are pulling up when they see us out canvassing on the street to offer their support. So, you know, we could actually do it. And the big thing about, just to finish, the big thing about this area, I think the whole of the country is watching Runcorn and Helsby. And if Reform do it here, then I think it will energise a tsunami of movement across the country to vote Reform.
And on the doorstep, what have you been finding have been the big issues?
Yeah, so some of the biggest issues that we're having to deal with, partly the NHS, because Labour have not got much going for them, quite frankly, in this area. So they are spreading an out-and-out lie about the fact that Reform are going to stop the NHS being free, that they're going to privatise the NHS. And that is absolute rubbish. It's just them making lies up because they are desperate to stop this huge movement that is Reform. But Reform are dedicated to the NHS. We will protect the NHS, and the NHS will remain free at the point of use. So for me, law and order is the absolute bedrock of society. I was a magistrate for 20 years. I really, really understand the problems that people face in their daily lives. Some people are born with a very tough deck of cards, if you like, and you need to have an element of compassion. But also we need to be, in my opinion, so much tougher now and crack down on nuisance crime, shoplifting, drugs. You know, it's just not acceptable. I've been canvassing around estates where, you know, you can almost get high on the smell of cannabis. So there just doesn't seem to be that enforcement anymore. We really need to crack down on that, get more police on the streets. So yes, certainly if I was the MP here, more police on the streets, but not only that, tougher policing, absolute must.
Good. Well, look, thank you very much for that. I'll send you a link to the podcast once it goes out. And I wish you every success in the election.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So, Sarah's taking nothing for granted. But I have to say that I found her to be very likeable and down to earth, the very opposite of a machine politician. She seems to genuinely want to do the job for the benefit of her constituents, and her goal is to make their lives better. If she's successful, she'll be a tremendous asset to Reform UK as our latest MP, and I wish her and all the team a resounding victory on the 1st of May. Thanks for watching.